Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Yuteh, Shabbos 19a, pagination page 37. A few pieces here which I'd like to try to do today regarding Erev Shabbos, things you're allowed or not allowed to do right before Shabbos in anticipation that it is going to affect the Shabbos experience. So let's begin about 15 lines from the top. Towards the end of a line, you'll see Tuf Reish, Ein Mishalchen. Good. 37, about 15 lines down, at the end of a line, main text count from. Mm-hmm. At the end of a line, about 15 lines down, Tuf Reish, Ein Mishalchen. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned. Ein Mishalchen, you're not allowed to send Igeres Biyad Nochri, a letter with a non-Jew, Erev Shabbos, on Friday. What's the problem? He's going to be working for you on Shabbos. You're giving him a letter, that means he's going to carry it from city to city on Shabbos on your behalf. Elo im kein, unless, kotzeitz lo damim, you established a price, meaning you're not paying him by the hour, you're paying him by the job. And if you pay him by the job, then he's doing it on his time. He becomes a contractor. He's a big guy. He's an entrepreneur. He carries letters for people from city to city at a fixed price. He's no longer working for you at minimum wage or whatever. He's no longer an employee of you. He's a big guy. He's a contractor. He's working for himself. He's working for himself. It's fine. He can deliver it whenever he wants. So that's the halacha. This is following the opinion of Beis Hillel. If you have a letter, you want to send it, make sure to do kotzeitz. Pay a fixed rate. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We put a stamp on it. And you're allowed, halachically, to drop something in the mailbox right before Shabbos, on your way to shul, your last tzedakah check before Shabbos, drop it in the mail because it has a stamp on it, and it's a din of kotzatz. It's an established amount. We're assuming that the person taking it out is not Jewish, so you're not asking a Jew to do malacha for you on Shabbos, or inferring if it was a Jew. It's a whole different question, an interesting, fascinating question, whether that would change something if you have reason to believe that the postman who works on that particular public mailbox is Jewish. It's a nice question how to handle that. Now, the question which is related over here is, what about express mail? Where you write explicitly Saturday delivery. Sometimes, for example, the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation is running an event that you need the disc for Sunday. And you find out Thursday night that either the disc they sent, I mean, it's fairly unusual, but they always say, check it, maybe it's damaged, or it just didn't come. And they might tell you, if it doesn't come by Thursday, we'll send it out overnight. Are you allowed to do that? So you have an event Sunday, you must get that disc. You have 400 people coming to the event. What are you supposed to do? Are you allowed to... So what's the problem? Kotzatzit for sure is. It's an established rate. They'll charge you whatever it is. $10, $20. There's a fixed rate. Kotzatzit's not a problem. The problem is that you are asking them to do malacha for you on Shabbos. It's impossible to get Saturday delivery if you're dropping it off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you're asking for Saturday delivery. It's impossible that they're not delivering it, working for you on Shabbos. Similarly, in business setting, there are cases where a person needs to overnight something. Is there a heter? What's the heter? So, in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah on this topic, footnote 4, if you want to look it up, they cite two major reasons that it might be permitted, or in many cases Rabbanim will, I don't think this is self-service Judaism, but in why a Rav might permit it, why Paiskin permit it. One is that you're dealing with Shavus to Shavus b'makom tzorech gadol. That means one rabbinic on another rabbinic. The person you're asking to deliver your express mail package to is not the person who's doing the malacha on Shabbos. He has an employee of an employee of an employee or whatever it is, but it's at least two levels before the person who's actually working on Shabbos for you. The result is that it's a rabbinic on a rabbinic. You're telling a non-Jew to tell a non-Jew to do the work on Shabbos. It's not direct. And b'makom tzarech gadol, if there's a major need, then there's room for leniency on that, even though a non-Jew is working for you on Shabbos, but you never asked the non-Jew to work. You asked one non-Jew to ask a different non-Jew. Something bothering you?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
What bothers me is that you paid for it, so it's early established that it's a Saturday delivery. The fact that you paid for that. Nobody's requesting anybody. Nobody. People just look at it and they do it. They know that it's Saturday delivery.
Right.
So nobody has to say. Nobody comes to you and hands you a 45-cent stamp and you're going to ship it out on for Saturday delivery. So I'm not sure. I don't understand that anybody's telling if you're
beautiful. I'm not sure I understand. Makes it even better. Because the malacha here, there are two aspects to the problem over here. One aspect to the problem is that I am asking, and if you tell me that I don't even ask, then it's even better. Well, even the first guy wasn't asked.
You're requesting it when you get to the thing, but beyond that, once it goes into the box says Saturday delivery. The person doesn't ask anybody.
Okay, so it's even better. The first guy doesn't even ask the next guy.
No, well, he knows that that's his job. He comes to the thing, he says, okay, I got to throw it on the plane, and that's it. Come on.
Okay, maybe it's even better, because no one's even asking. On the other hand, right, maybe it's a machine. Another angle that's used here is that the malacha which the guy is doing is driving the vehicle, let's say, or something like that. Typically, that vehicle is being driven for many, many, many people. Not just for me. And therefore we have the rule of a light that's lit for many people in a room. You're in a public room and the guy flips on the light and you happen to be the one Jew sitting. You're not doing it for you. He's doing it for everyone. And the rule is, ner le'echad ner le'meya, a person does a malacha for the public, you're allowed to benefit. Because not specifically for you. So that's just to be aware how we would handle some of the more advanced cases where there really is a problem. The problem is you're asking him for the Saturday delivery. The other aspect of the issue here is you're benefiting from a malacha done by a non-Jew for you, which was done on Shabbos. And again, normally we're not allowed to benefit from things that are done for us, specifically on Shabbos. There is an interesting Hagos Ashri, which differentiates between personal benefit, your body benefiting from a fire, whether it's warmth or light, and something that's not gufo nehene, your body benefiting. And these are all aspects that have to be applied to know when you could rely on this leniency. Let's look at another case quickly. If you drop down to the middle of the page between top and bottom, but the beginning of a line. Tuf Reish. Tanu Rabbanon. Eim afligin b'sfina pachas migimol yomim. You're not allowed to go on a ship to depart from land less than 3 days kodem HaShabbos before Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah cites the poskim, whether this means you have to be as early as Tuesday or you have to just be as early as Wednesday. But there have to be 3 days separating you from Shabbos. And the reason that's given is because you're ruining your oneg Shabbos, your joy of Shabbos, by doing this, because it takes 3 days for a person to acclimate themselves to the sea motion and to depart on the high seas. If you know that you're not going to have time to acclimate, then it's a act against Shabbos, because you're not going to be able to enjoy Shabbos properly. So this is, even though you're doing it during the week, you're not allowed to do it in preparation for Shabbos.
Even for the person who doesn't have an experience, who has no experience of seasickness?
That's a good question. I don't know. This is the ruling. It's not such a common case for us. Anyway, I mean, you know, there's going to be other cases. We're going to mention the question of surgery right before Shabbos, if you know it's going to mess up your Shabbos. When was this said? For a private, personal matter, conveniences, leisure. But if it's for a mitzvah issue, shapir domi, you're allowed to do it. And the Rif's explanation is, because the osik v'mitzvah potom and a mitzvah, I'm busy doing one mitzvah, I don't have to worry about onek Shabbos. That's ethical questions. I'm busy with one mitzvah, I'm not obligated on the other mitzvah if the on a scale of comparison, it doesn't outweigh the mitzvah that I'm doing. Rav Moshe Sternbach has an interesting shaila in which a person who was slated for heart surgery writes to him that he's considering doing the heart surgery specifically on Friday after he puts on tefillin, because he doesn't want to miss a day of putting on tefillin. And like this, his recovery will be Shabbos, and he's hoping that by Sunday he'll be able to put tefillin on again, maybe in the afternoon, but he's giving himself maximum recovery to try to avoid missing a day without tefillin. And Rav Moshe Sternbach writes him back, who says that not putting on tefillin outweighs the honor of Shabbos, and kevar kodmuch rabbonon, the rabbis already preceded you, you're not supposed to plan something because of onik Shabbos, because of the joy of Shabbos. Who says trashing Shabbos, no kiddush on Shabbos, outweighs one mitzvah, the other mitzvah? How do you know? And he writes to him a very unusual, you know, in a tshuva, but he writes to him very solicitously, you know, please take care of your health and don't be busy planning which day the surgery, pick the best hospital, pick the best doctor, and please proceed. It is heart surgery, and take care of yourself. Yeshe Koach, have a wonderful day. Well,